Talkowitz. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes an interesting halacha in Simen Chaf Hei, which goes as follows. Simen Chaf Hei Sif Zayin, the Kitzur writes, Kishiyotzi Mibes HaKnesses, when a person leaves the shul every day, let's say there's any difference, Shachris or Mayriv, whenever he leaves the shul, says the Kitzur, a person is supposed to say the Pasuk Hashem Necheni, Umishtachave Mul Aron HaKodesh, a person is supposed to bow down, Keneged the Aron, Ketalmid HaNiftar MeRabo, says the Kitzur, it's supposed to be like a person who's leaving from his Rebbe, in a certain sense, a person is supposed to be Machnia himself, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't see him, but a person is supposed to bow toward the Aron to make believe as if he's bowing before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kishiyotze MeBeis HaKnesses Lo Yetze VeAchorav LaAron HaKodesh, a person is not supposed to leave the shul with his back to the Aron, Eli Yitzadeid, a person should go out sideways, V'chein B'Ridasa MenHateva. Fine. So that's what he says, and then he says a person should be careful not to run out of shul as well, as we find that a person should try as much as he can to have as much kavod for the Beis HaKnesses as is physically possible. So in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, the Ramah paskins this din, and he says, Kishu yotze me Beis HaKnesses, mishtachav eviyotze. A person is supposed to bow down as he's leaving the shul, and that is the proper way to leave. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the reason? Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said that it's supposed to be like a person who's leaving his Rebbe. He has tremendous amount of respect from his Rebbe, so therefore he's supposed to go out backwards and he's supposed to bow. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the reason why a person's supposed to bow as he leaves the shul? He says a little bit of a different reason. He says because this is tefillahs b'makom avodas hakarbanos. We know that the tefillah is always supposed to be in place of the karbanos, like we say in Neshama Parim Svasenu. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, the same way that in the Beis HaMikdash a person would bow as he was leaving, that was a din that the Mishnayos discuss. So too, when a person leaves the shul, after he does his avodah, so to say, so he's supposed to bow as well. That it's the same thing that we would do in the Beis HaMikdash. And based on this as well, we also find that we say every day a Shir Shel Yom, which the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting that the Kitzur doesn't quote this din of saying a Shir Shel Yom every day after davening, but we know that the common minhag is all over the world that we say a Shir Shel Yom every day at the end of davening, and that is also based on a Neshalma Parm Svaseinu, that since the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash used to recite a Shir Shel Yom every day, a special and specific Shir, like the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, so too, we recite a shir at the end of Shacharis every day. Now the Torah in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel brings b'shem the Siddur of Amram Gon, that at the end of davening a person is supposed to say Yos HaShalom, that's the way he ends Shemona Esrei, and then he says, we have the minhag to say Ein Kelokeinu, and then Pita Makhtoris, and he recites the whole Pita Makhtoris. The Torah quotes the whole Pita Makhtoris b'shem the Rav Amram Gon. So it's interesting to note that the Shari Tshuva quotes the Avodram, the Shari Tshuva there in Kuf Lamed Gimel, when he's discussing Ein Kelokeinu, he says, the Avodram was bothered. What in the world is the connection between Ein Kelokeinu and Pita Makhtoris? Why do those two things go together? Ein Kelokeinu is a beautiful paragraph, the way we describe the Ribbono Shel Olam and how much he means to us and how in awe we are of him. So what in the world does that have to do with bringing the Torahs every day? Interesting point that I never thought of, but the Shari Tshuva points out, it's on the page. Shari Tshuva says, Rishayim the Avodram, that the reason why is because we find the Gemara tells us the following, that anyone who does the Torahs is going to become rich. Right? Anyone who involves himself in this special mitzvah of Ktoris is going to become a wealthy individual. That the Mishnah say. And therefore, they used to make special lots every day to decide who would be the one to be Zacha in the Ktoris, because there was a big fight every day. Everybody wants to become rich. Everyone wants a skula. Here's a skula that's found in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. So therefore, they used to draw special lots every single day to decide who is going to be the kohen who would be Zacha in the Haktoris every day. Now, the Shari Tshuva writes, being that that was the case, that we know there was a big fight, and we know that there was a skula for Ashirus, so he says, very often we find that people who become rich, sometimes it gets to their head, and they feel, Kochav Yotzim Yadi, I'm a tremendously successful businessman, I'm a very successful investor, I know what I'm doing, I know how to make money, and sometimes it gets to a person's head. So says the Avodram, the reason why we say, Pita Makhtoris, and right before that we say, Ein Kelokeinu, is for that reason itself. That we know that anyone who involves himself in Pita Makhtoris, anyone who brings the Torahs, is going to become rich. It's a skula that the Mishnayos tell us about. So he says, we go out of our way to emphasize the point right before, Ein Kelokeinu. Everyone should know that if you get rich and you did the Torahs properly and the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you a special bracha, everyone should know that it's all because of Ein Kelokeinu. It's all because we have such a tremendous, tremendous HaKadosh Baruch Hu who does everything for us, and it's not Kochav Yotzim Yadi, it should never get to a person's head. That's what the Shari Tshuva quotes, B'Shem the Avodram. Very.
Why
are we saying Pitam Haktaras at the end of davening? Oh, so we say Pitam Haktaras at the end of davening because we did the Haktaras in the Beis HaMikdash after we remarked the Karban Tamid. So therefore...
You said it already by Karbanos. You said Tamid.
You're a big tzaddik. You're a big tzaddik. I don't know that many people that say the whole few pages in the Siddur in the beginning of davening.
It's there for a reason.
It is there for... I mean, you're supposed to say... Rabbeinu Yonah even says in Brachos, in the first parak, in Daf Hei, in the Daf Arif, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes that saying Karbanos every day is a din d'oraisa.
Mitzapeh
Yeshua. What?
Are you mitzapeh Yeshua or not? Do you want the Beis HaMikdash to be built or not? So you have to get to know the Karbanos.
I mean, that's one din, but also Neshama Parmas Vaseinu is the second reason why a person really should be careful to say the Karbanos every morning, specifically the Karban of Karban Tamen he has to say every day, and Ha'ilo Kadosh Kadoshim also, but those Rabbeinu Yonah says is din d'oraisa. Some Acharonim want to say that being that Rabbeinu Yonah holds that way, if a person doesn't have so much time, he comes in late to shul, it's better that he should spend some of his time saying Karban Tamid, because that might be a din d'oraisa according to Rabbeinu Yonah, and skip a little bit of Psukah Dezimra if he doesn't have time. Whatever. Anyway, it's interesting that in Hilchos Mila, now that we're discussing the Ketores a little bit, in Hilchos Mila, Simon Reish Samachay in Yarudeya, what am I doing in Hilchos Mila? Exactly, that it's talking about the Sandik that the Ramah quotes over here in Sif Yud Aleph. V'nogin lahadar achar mitzvah zuliya Sandik litvos hatinok l'malo. Says the Ramah, b'shem la'gaz maimini, everyone should try as much as he can to be a sandik once in his life. Why? Says the Ramah, yafa karach ha-sandik mi karach ha-mayel. If I have a choice, let's say I'm a big talmud chacham and I have the choice, they want to be mechabed me. So either they're going to say, you want to be the mayel or you want to be the sandik. Says the Ramah, it's best to be the sandik and not the mayel. Why? Because la'akdima l'kriya satara, number one, it's better that I should choose the sandik over the mayel. Number two, he says, who should get the aliyah? We have the rabbi of the shul and we have the sandik. And the rabbi is going to be the mayor, let's say, and the sandik is going to be the grandfather. So who should get the aliyah at the laning that day? Says the Ramah, Yafa karach ha-sandik mikarach ha-mayor. Lakdim l'kriyas ha-Torah. Why? The call sandik habi kamakter ha-Torah. He quotes B'Shem the Ma'aril, that a sandik who holds the baby is just like the one who's makter the Torah. And therefore he says, V'lachay no'agin shalo litein shnei yiladim l'bal brisechad kidambina and gabi k'Torah. The same din that we have by k'Torah, which is Chadashim l'k'toras he. So we know that the din is, every day when they bring the k'toras, all the new kohanim who never had a chance at the k'toras, they're the only ones who get involved in the lots. So too over here, says the Ramah, the minig is that we don't give the sandik to do two babies in a row, because we want that everyone should have the special schus of becoming rich. That's what the Bir Agro explains, that we know it's a special segula to become rich if you do the k'toras. And since we know over here the Ramah's quoting that this is, the sandik is just like the one who's being makter k'toras, therefore we should try to switch off. We should allow different people to have this special schus. That's what he says. That's
not like just one after another, but I mean like three babies later or something.
Yeah, that's what they say, that you're really supposed to spread out the wealth. I think they quote a story about Rav Shach, that there were twin babies who were born and twin grandchildren who were born, and they had him be the sandik at one, and then the other one was about to have the bris, and they were about to call up a separate sandik, and Rav Shach just sat there. He didn't get up. So the family felt a little uncomfortable. They obviously made a careful cheshbon of who was going to get all the kibudim, and this wasn't counted, that Rav Shach would get both kibudim of sandikos. So they were a little uncomfortable with this, and they asked Rav Shach what's going on. So he said, you're right, the din in the Ramah is that a person's really not supposed to do it twice in a row for sure. And like you're saying, you're not supposed to do it even twice in the family, some say, but said Rav Shach, it's more important something else that I'm concerned about. He said that here you had twin boys, and later on when they get older, this one's going to fight and say, I had the sandik, my sandik was Rav Shach, the Gadol Hador. So he said, they're going to end up fighting with each other, I don't want that on my head. So he said, it's better I should be the sandik at both, and we'll forget about the Ramah in this specific case. But he says, generally, you're right, we would follow the Ramah, and we wouldn't give sandikos to one person twice, or to one person in the same family. Interesting sensitivity that Rav Shach had toward that halacha. But anyway, so that's with regard to this din of Makter Ketores. So it's an interesting question that the Tur raises in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel. And his question is as follows. Why is it that we know that we say every single morning and every single afternoon, Nusach Svar definitely says it, and in Eretz Yisrael they say it as well. They say Ein Kelokeinu every morning after Shacharis with Pitam Haktaras. Why do we say Pitam Haktaras like we said before? Neshama Parmas Vaseinu. Says the Tur in the Ramah, believe it or not, the Ramah and Arachayim Simakuf Lamed Beis Sif Beis also quotes this halacha. Not only are you supposed to say Ein Kelokeinu in the morning after Shacharis, you're also supposed to say Ein Kelokeinu after Ma'ariv. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that it's Lav Dafka, they don't mean after Ma'ariv, they just mean after Mincha, closer to Ma'ariv, because generally they would be Makter the Ketores after the Tam Shal Ben HaRabayim, but wasn't Ma'ariv time, it was after Mincha, it was late in the afternoon. So believe it or not, the Rama quotes this halacha and says you're actually supposed to say Pita Maktaras not only in the morning, you're also supposed to say it at Mincha time, which I think the Sephardim do that, right? Right, they say Karbanas, so that's what it's all about. I think part of that is Pita Maktaras, correct? Nusach Sephard does that too? Yeah, okay, so... What? Pita Maktaras, so that's what it's all about. It's actually a psak from the Rama, which comes from the Tur. So that's what it's all based on. So it's interesting. The Torah has a question. Why is it that we say Pita Maktaras both times? Let's assume that we paskin like the Rama, that we say Pita Maktaras both times, one after Shachris, once after Mincha. Why is it that we don't say Shir Shal Yom twice? Interesting question of the Torah. Shir Shal Yom is also based off the Beis Hamikdash. That's the phrase that we say every morning. Shabo Hayalvim Amar Beis Hamikdash. The whole Shir Shal Yom is to commemorate what they used to do in the Beis Hamikdash. So why is it that we only say Shir Shal Yom in the morning after davening, and we don't say Shir Shal Yom in the afternoon?
When did we say the Shir Shal Yom? When did we say the Shir Shal Yom?
What was that? What, on Shabbos? What do you mean? We Nusach Ashkenaz says it. Nusach Sfar doesn't have.
Sfar has it.
Pita Maktaras, we do say at the end of davening on Shabbos, I think.
Sure.
Right.
Oh, it's only part of it.
Oh, really?
Not sure. It's not the whole Parshas Torah. It's not the whole Parshas Torah.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure, but I'm not sure what you're referring to. Anyway, so that's the tourist question. I don't know.
Because it would be too long and nobody would take
it.
Could be. It's the simplest terrace. I'm not sure exactly. But basically, that's the tourist question. Why is it that we only say Shir Shal Yom in the morning and we don't say Shir Shal Yom in the afternoon? What was Shir Shal Yom? The Levim used to sing Shir in the Beis HaMikdash. So when did they do it? So they used to say it in the morning. Oh, so listen to this. We'll see you in a minute. So the tour writes as follows. He says that since they only sang Shir Shal Yom in the morning, and they did not sing it in the afternoon, after the Karban Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im, therefore we do not recite Shir Shal Yom in the afternoon. Ask all the Acharonim, what in the world are you talking about? I'm sorry, Rav Tur, but you're making a mistake. The Prisha on the spot on the page of the Tur asks a question. He says, it seems clearly from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, where it says, Pam Nishtau Edim Lava, the Edim came late, and Niskalkal Avim Bashir, right? Rashi and Tosef have Al Machlik, is what does it mean, Niskalkal Avim Bashir? But it's clear that they said Shir in the afternoon. So obviously after the Karban Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im every day, not only were they makir of the Karban, not only did they bring Torahs, they also sang Shira. And the Aruch HaNer in Sukkah also asked the Kasha in Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel. He says it's clear from the Gemara there in Sukkah that also they sang Shira every day, that the same way they used to blow tekiyos after the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im, so too they used to sing Shira. So if that's the case, what does the Torah mean over here that we do not recite Shira, Shir Shal Yom after Mincha, because they didn't recite in the Beis HaMikdash? So that's the Kasha of all the Acharonim. So the Maram Al-Sheikh has in his Tshuvas and Siman Kuf Lamed Ches. Everyone's wondering how in the world I saw this. I did not see it inside. I actually never in my life saw Maram Al-Sheikh live. But the Sfasemis quotes it in Rosh Hashanah. That's where I saw it. So the Sfasemis quotes the Maram Al-Sheikh that he says, no, the answer is that you're right. Of course in the Beis HaMikdash they used to sing Shira both after the Tamid Shal Shachar and after the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im. But he says there's a difference. Tamid Shal Shachar, the Shira was Ma'akib. It was a very integral part of the HaKravas HaKarban Tamid Shal Shachar. However, by Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im, it wasn't Ma'akib. So therefore, we don't have to go so out of our way. It's just a mitzvah kiyumis in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, he says, we don't have to go so out of our way nowadays when it's just an Neshama Parm Soseinu. We don't have to go out of our way and recite the Shir Shal Yom even after Mincha. Very interesting teretz. However, this Fasemis in Rosh Hashanah begs to differ with the Al-Sheikh. And he says, no, it's a mistake. He thinks even the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, it also wasn't Ma'akib. So the Prisha, so he says that the Al-Sheikh is incorrect, and he feels that since it wasn't Ma'akib on either, so how do you differentiate between the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim with regard to the Shira? So that's the Kasha of the Sfasem. So the Chassam Sofer in his Chidushim to Beitza Daf Dalin writes that he thinks there's a different answer to this question. And he says that the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis that they were very careful and figuring out exactly which Shira was appropriate for every single day of the year, every Yantiv, every Shabbos, every Musaf, every Mincha, everything. So says the Chassam Sofer that since the Gemara went very much out of its way to figure out exactly what the Shira is for every time of the year, and we do not find in the Gemara any specific Shira that they used to say at Mincha time, so he says, then there's no reason for us to say it nowadays, because we don't know the right Shira. We don't know what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara doesn't tell us what it was. So therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, there's no reason for us to do it because it's not like the Beis HaMikdash anyway. And the Chassam Sofer brings a raya to this. He says that they would never sing the same Shira every single day. You can't say Shachris and Mincha, they said the same. Because he brings an interesting case. He says, the Gemara tells us if, let's say, the Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday. So he says that the Shir Shal Yom of Thursday is Haninu L'Elokim Uzeinu, tomorrow morning. And what's the Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah? Haninu L'Elokim Uzeinu. So what the Gemara says, that they didn't used to say that Shira twice on Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yis B'Yom Chamishi, they used to figure out a different Shira what to say. The Gemara tells us. It says that some server, you see, they never Ein Kolfin Shira B'Yom Echad. You see that you never say the same Shira every day. And over here, it must be that every Shachris and every Mincha, they said something different. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't tell us what they used to recite at Mincha, therefore we do not do it Bizman Azer, because there's no indication as to what it's supposed to be. The Prisha says it's not true. That this, the Gemara says that they didn't say the same Shira when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Thursday, that's only because between Shachris and Musaf, it does make sense to say the same one 5 minutes apart from each other. But he says, Shachris and Mincha, you never find that they used to switch it. He says, Karmen Tamit Shal Shachar and Tamit Shal Beinu Arbayim is the same Avod every day. There's Machlekes, the Rambam, and other money on mitzvahs, whether you count Tamit Shal Beinu Arbayim as a separate mitzvah or not, but it would seem that it's just one mitzvah. Bring two Karbanos Tamit every single day. So therefore, it says the Prisha, of course they used to sing the same Shira both in the morning and in the afternoon. And therefore, he says, he still does not think that the Chassam Sofer's answer would hold up. The last answer that we will suggest right before we dive in Ma'ariv is that the Binyan Shlomo writes, from Shlomo HaKol Mivilna, in his regular style of being an absolute genius. So he writes the following. He says that you can't say that it's because of Unashama Parim Svaseinu. He says it's an embarrassment for us to say Shira Mizman Azet to the Ribbono Shalom. Back in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when we had an Avodah and we had everything going the way it was supposed to go, so then it was a Nachas Ruach to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we used to sing Shira to him. But now you're going to say, I should say at the end of Shachar's Shir Shal Yom, that's giving a Nachas Ruach to the Ribbono Shalom. He says it can't be. So he says that the reason why we say Shira is just because it's Me'inyano Shal HaYom. The reason why we say the specific Shir Shal Yom every day is because it's the same type of description that the Ribbono Shel Olam created on that specific day. Those Shiras were chosen specifically to line up with the creation that the Ribbono Shel Olam created on that day of the week. And therefore he says that would suffice once a day if we're trying to give Nachas Ruach to the Ribbono Shel Olam like in the days of Beis HaMikdash, so then we do in the morning and in the afternoon because we try to give as much Nachas Ruach as we can. But he said now that we're just trying to point out a little bit what the Ribbono Shel Olam did on this day of creation, so that's good enough with once a day. And therefore he explains, based on that, he explains the minhag of the Gra, which was that the Gra used to not, when Yontif falls out during the week, the Gra, it's the Yadua and Eretz Yisrael, they follow the minhag Gra as well, that they only say one Shir Shal Yom. They don't say a Shir Shal Yom of the day and for Yontif, like here we do that. Let's say Purim next week. We're going to say a Shir Shal Yom for whatever day it's going to be, and we're also going to say a Shir Shal Yom for Purim. We say a special Mizmor on Purim. Let's say Chanukah, we say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, right? So the Gra, the minhag of the Gra was only to say one, not to say two different Shiras. So that, with this, Rabbi Shlomo Levilner explains that it's because the point of the Shir Shal Yom is not to say Shira, it's not to sing Shira to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's to point out something that had to do with that day of creation. And he says, therefore, it would suffice to say one Shir Shal Yom for the day. And he says, this is all based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph, which tells us, Kol HaKorei Pasuk Bizmano Mevi Tova LaOlam, that if a person says a pasuk which has something to do with the point in time, with that specific day, that has something to do with that day of creation, that is considered a mevi tova l'olam. So that's just a little bit about this strange halacha that the Torah quotes, that really Shir Shal Yom should be recited Shachris and Mincha, however we know the minhag is not so. So this is the way the Achronim deal with this very interesting and fascinating issue.